Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Fascinating poll, Lee.
Okay.
Shows that the American people don't really like Republicans very much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got a negative 11 approval rating. So that's if you take the number of people who like you minus the number of people who don't like you. If there's more people who don't like you, then you're in the negative, right? Negative 11 point approval rating. Now, normally that would be bad, okay, if you're the party in power. Except Wall Street Journal poll found they hate Democrats more.
Oh, really?
A lot more. Like negative 30.
Oh, so three times as bad.
Right.
According to my old school math.
In fact, the worst polling for Democrats in more than 30 years.
Boy, if we can just hold on to that through the 2026 and 28 elections.
I know, really. Because that's where we got to go. And look, I don't disagree with them. Republicans in terms of in Congress kind of are awful.
Some of them are, yeah.
Yeah, there's some good ones, but a lot of them are awful. But this is an all-time awful high. New survey finds 63% of voters hold an unfavorable view of the Democrat Party. That's two-thirds. The highest share in journal polls dating to 1990. And 30 percentage points higher than the 33% who hold a favorable view. So, and by the way, their polling is biased to the left. They're absolutely left-wing pollers. So, I mean, only 33% approve of the Democrat Party right now.
So it could be worse.
Well, yeah, it could be worse, but this is, I mean, this matches. They haven't been this low since 1990, and there isn't actually a worse number for them. So this is actually rock bottom. We'll see if they can go lower. They're working on it.
Yeah, they're doing their best.
Yeah. And it's just trying to cram an agenda down America's throat that we're not ready for, that we just don't want the Marxism, and they're just getting frustrated. We should have moved to Marxism by now. They can't get people, you know, where they want it, where they want them to be. And they're just very, very frustrated. And they're trying, hey, let's be more shrill. And it's not working.
No.
It's not working. I wanted to play this for you because I thought of you when I was cutting this. Because I remember you and I talking our way through the, well, 17 intel agencies do say that Russia colluded with Trump to interfere in the election, and they all agree. And then remember, months after that lie, they said, well, you know, okay, we miscounted, shucks. It was only three. You could see how you could make that error. Those two numbers are awfully similar, 17 and three.
Yeah, I make those kind of errors in my checking account regularly.
Yeah, the bank lets you know real fast, don't
they?
Sure do. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Speaking of negative numbers.
Exactly. Right. Well, it turns out, and that was used, 17 intel agencies say, for years and years and years, and then three intel agencies say, you can't dispute it, you can't argue. And look, I get it. The American people, when you see the CIA director and the FBI director saying the same thing about Trump, Russia, and collusion, I mean, come on, those two guys wouldn't both lie. They did. It was not what you would think. But I want to play this because it's Matt Taibbi, and he's talking about the 42-page annex that was declassified. It turns out they miscounted. It wasn't 17 agencies or even three.
They told us it was three agencies, the NSA, FBI, and CIA. In fact, as we learned, we only learned this week that it was only just the CIA, and it was a handpicked team by John Brennan. It was five authors that he picked, his favorite people, to write this report. And even they balked in the end. They came to him and they said, we do not have direct proof that Putin favored Trump. We can't write that. They tried to leave out certain evidence. He personally stuck it back in.
This is how ridiculous this is. So there were never even three agencies. There was like five guys at the CIA. And as people kept objecting, they kept getting cut out of the group. Mm-hmm. And then it got so bad, we learned that some of them, one in particular, a CIA analyst, went to Congress to blow the whistle, but he made a mistake of going to Democrat Senator Mark Warner, who wouldn't return his phone calls or emails or his staff either. He tried to whistleblow and they gaffed him off. Why is that important? Well, because the Democrats are saying, their big talking point, you'll hear this from your liberal friends. Well, Marco Rubio agreed on the Senate Intel Committee that this was, you know, Russia was bad and they were doing these bad things and they colluded and Trump colluded. No. They turned away, he was the chairman then, the Democrat Senator Mark Warner, turned away CIA whistleblowers so as not to know there was no Russia collusion there in the documents. But they won't tell you that.
No, of course not.
And they won't tell you this either about former CIA Director John Brennan, who really, really needs to do a turn in prison.
When they went to him about the Steele dossier and said, we can't use this stuff, it does not meet even the most basic tradecraft standards. The quote in the report is that Brennan said, well, at least it rings true.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, you and I, we're not in the CIA, at least not that we admit. Yes. And no, they'd never have either of us. Can you imagine if we're like, well, you know, the news says the opposite, but you know, it just rings true. We'll just say anything. Really?
That's exactly what went on with Brennan.
It is, except he's CIA. And remember what drove this? It wasn't just that they said it, okay? It was years of Brennan appearing on CNN and MSNBC and all these mainstream ABC, NBC, insisting Trump was some kind of Russian agent, was in cahoots somehow with Russia. It was all very sketchy. And I mean, he had a lot of credibility because the CIA used to have a lot of credibility and he used that. He cashed it in to further this.
Well, and this was at the direction of President Obama.
And that's what's so shocking. And then look, you put it all together with the fact that the FBI practically opened an office inside of X, which Twitter at the time, to push this and to censor people. And, you know, as Miranda Devine is saying this morning in the New York Post, she says, you know, how the Hunter Biden cover-up continues to this day. Well, what was the excuse to cover up Joe and Hunter's crimes as documented on the laptop, including bribery from China? It was Russian disinformation. They were still using it. And when a spoonful of sugar didn't help that go down, they censored from their little office inside of Twitter. I mean, when you look at the size of the conspiracy here, and remember what would happen to you as a social media owner if you did not comply. Remember this from Zuckerberg. He was on Joe Rogan.
We said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know, then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating, coming after our company. It was brutal.
It's the same thing they did to Trump.
Right.
You don't do what we want, we'll just come after you. We'll destroy you. Mm-hmm. They almost did.
Yeah.
They almost did.
This is at a level that is, I mean, this almost sounds like a Hollywood script.
It is.
But this is real. And the sad truth is that you have got so much of the American electorate that just doesn't care because they have a personal dislike for the president and members of the party. And so they are willing to excuse or overlook a complete unconstitutional criminal activity by a previous administration. And that's sad. That's a danger to the republic.
Yeah. And when you look at it the way I just laid it out, that is absolutely a conspiracy.
Yes,
and
it is.
Conspiracies don't have, you know, they do expire. They have statutes of limitation, but not till the conspiracy is over. And that's what Miranda Devine's arguing this morning. I mean, it's still ongoing.
Yes.
With the cover-up for Hunter Biden. I mean, we just had Weiss come out and say, I'm not him. No, we can't find anything that he did wrong. Have you tried the laptop?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. It's fine. A lot of folks still weighing in on the Sydney Sweeney ads. I think they're going to my X feed and watching them. It's just a beautiful white woman, which is, she can see the problem right there. And the commercial, which is very cute, by American Eagle. And she's, and the announcer says, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. She's wearing their jeans. She also obviously has great jeans. She's beautiful. And because she's white and blue-eyed, they are freaking out. The left is, they don't want this anymore. Our audience loves it. So does the stock market. The stock for American Eagle's up 16% since the ad campaign. But a lot of folks, I got to say, I like this one. Now, you could say the same thing about men, but why liberal women are so angry about these ads. The jeans commercial shames most women because they have gotten fat, ugly, and dress casual and look like men and don't wear makeup or perfume and little femininity. Hang around Gastonia for a few weeks. I wouldn't want to be sentenced to do that. My husband grew up in G-Town.
Okay.
Hasn't been back for obvious reasons.
I only drive through Gastonia.
Right. I would not recommend getting out.
I don't know.
No, it's a lot better than it used to be.
Okay, good.
It was really known back then as just a very, very rough place.
Okay.
But see, now I have half a Gastonia mad at me. Well, my husband's family's from there. They loved it, but they left. There are reasons for that. All right. Texture rates. Oh, cool. Tara, I totally forgot to tell you. I took my child out of Bethel Elementary. She's now being getting private Christian homeschooled by a professor from BJU. Oh, cool. All right. Yeah, try something different this year.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Folks, what's going on now is incredible and so far surpasses what happened in the last Trump administration. It just boggles the mind. Started with rare earth minerals. We used to lead the world in mining and production of those, but then liberals, seeing that how important they were becoming, made sure to put them off limits. Well, Donald Trump, in less than 6 months, got the first permit approved for a rare earth minerals mine in America in 70 years. 6 months. I don't know when this guy sleeps. And what's amazing about it is the permit for approval was filed, the permit processing, like all the paperwork, was filed in 2014. The Chinese are dying laughing. They're going all over the world and buying up these minerals. And we're like, no, we don't need that. We'll just get it from China. They totally won't jack the price on us. Well, they did. Folks, we were going to cut a game-changing deal, trade deal, and trade deals all over the world with China. And then remember, we caught the two Chinese spies trying to kill us in two different ways, two separate bioweapons, including one snuck in during negotiations with China a couple of months ago. It would have absolutely devastated our agriculture industry and killed people too. They had the blight. It is also toxic. Not only kills the plants, but whatever it gets on is toxic. It causes your liver to shut down, fertility problems, and even death. Oh, they're great people, the Chinese. So Trump said, that's it. I'm pulling all 500,000 Chinese visas. That's how we should act. But China said, fine, we'll pull your rare earth minerals from your all your auto manufacturers. Good luck. Trump reversed course within 24 hours. Not his fault. China's got us over a barrel. And all China had to give us back, by the way, was the top three auto manufacturers. Get the rare earths back. We can't live like this. I mean, our Democrats want us to, but Democrats would also have us living naked in caves, only allowed to start a fire by permit twice a week, and then only for 15 minutes. That's Democrats. Well, folks, Trump just did it again. Reopened the massive Pacific oil reserve, capable of 80% of regional production. What does that mean? Of the total possible production with modern technology, this takes us to 80% in the Pacific. It had been shut down. Major Pacific oil reserve offline for a decade. What do you find out why? So stupid. Was restarted in only 5 months of work by Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, despite pleas from Democrats who simply want to destroy the country, including Senator Adam Schiff. Well, why did we shut this down 10 years ago? Excuse me, completely shutting off production. There was a tiny oil spill. 500 gallons, that's it. Hit the ocean. That's it. Okay. And that was because of an aging pipe that broke in 2015. Do you remember after the Horizon oil leak in the platform, and we have to, you know, liberals wanted to shut down all oil production. It's going to kill the sea life. And it did kill some sea life at the time. It was supposed to devastate the area for years to come, ruin the fishing industry. But then a funny thing happened. The experts were wrong, which seems to be the theme of the show today. More oil in the water meant more of the bacteria that eats the oil would proliferate. More of that bacterial proliferation, well, it was an absolute boom for the ecosystem. The ecosystem did great. In fact, if you want to bring an ecosystem back to life, you might want to seed the oil, the floor of the ocean with oil, not a ton, but enough to get it going again. None of the disaster that was supposed to happen from the Horizon actually did. In fact, they had a boom in terms of fishing and fishing industry. 500 gallons from an aging pipe made it to the ocean. We shut it down till now. And until now, although Trump tried in his last term, he had been unable to get this permitting process restarted. You know what he's done is he declared an energy emergency, and that has allowed him to bypass some of the Protected Species Act stuff that lets us get this up running and running fast. So, folks, unbelievable. First Rare earth minerals mined open the U.S. in 7 years. Trump did it in 6 months. And now this one, which has applied for reopening since 2015, reopened in less than 6 months. Doug Burgum says he's our energy secretary. He's our Department of the Interior. That's what energy dominance looks like. Results, not delays. He predicted 3 oil platforms to be online by the end of the year. And this is a massive, massive field. So fantastic. I mean, this is just what we need to do. And folks, again, when you see this, know that during the last Trump term, even without this, our number one growth category economically was always oil, gas, and minerals. It's one category. That is was the number one driver of economic growth. And folks, Democrats know that. That's why they want to shut it down. So good for them. Fantastic news. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we should have 2 different gas stations, one for Democrats with higher prices supporting no drilling and one for conservatives that support oil production with lower prices. Now, the texter writes, what's confusing about these severely mentally ill people is their ability to get around and follow through with a goal. Schizophrenics that I've dealt with are chaotic, not at all organized. Yeah. Another texter writes, I assume you're talking about the shooter in New York. I'm not sure what that text was referring to. Another text writes, the NYC killer never played any football, according to the news. This is, maybe schizophrenia. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I don't know. Texter writes, you cracking on, Gastonia. Ha ha, Hus class of 86 here. Let's go to Tony's and get a milkshake. Texter writes, Tira, I don't wear perfume because I don't want bugs attacking me. Okay, that's fair. Another texter writes, this makes Watergate look like Romper Room. Talking about the Russia collusion hoax. Folks, there's more documents coming out from Tulsi Gabbard, but also from the CIA this week. I can't wait, because the stuff that Ratcliffe, our CIA director, is hinting at, going to be fantastic. See what those lying hacks have to say then.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free?
Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, if you've been on social media at all in the last 24 hours, I mean, you could not conceivably have missed the video of the white couple being beaten. Just, I mean, it's very hard to watch. Absolutely senseless. They're not even fighting the crowd. They can't. It's them versus the crowd. And you watch the woman in particular get her head slammed into the knockdown, head slammed into the concrete. She's bleeding out the side of her mouth as the crowd kicks and stomps her. I mean, it's driving me nuts, some of these media outlets calling it a fight. What? No, a fight involves two parties. This is a one-way street. And the beating the guy took, holy cow, threw him on the ground, stomping, kicking. Woman knocked out cold. Oh, it's awful. Well, Cincinnati Police Chief Teresa Thiep, an angry white woman, apparently, who initially told us, hey, the night went great. Other than that, the group beating and stomp down in Cincinnati is now mad. Now, she's a typical liberal. And so when things happen that embarrass typical liberals, what they want is for the victims to simply go away. This is why one of Joy Reid's final acts on MSNBC was to sit and laugh with a member of the squad about the rape and murder victims of illegal immigrants that Fox News kept talking to, like kept talking to their families. They thought it was funny, actually laugh out loud funny and stupid that anybody would care about them or their families or mention them anyway. Yes, because once you embarrass the left by bleeding or dying because of their policies, you automatically get canceled, even if you were a Democrat voter in good standing before. This is the rules. It's how it works. And Cincinnati Police Chief Teresa Thiep is very angry that she can't simply have this incident censored. So she lashed out at social media and reporters yesterday.
Social media and journalism and the role it plays in this incident. And yes, guys, that's you. That is you. Social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident. That is one version of what occurred. At times, social media and mainstream media and their commentaries are a misrepresentation of the circumstances surrounding any given event.
Okay, they got the tar beaten out of them. They are not seen fighting back in any way in these videos. They can't. That's how big the crowd was that was beating them. What's interesting about that is she ends that rant without saying, okay, well, tell us what happened. Why did the crowd need to beat them? What's the rest of the story? Straight it out. She never does. What does she do? She's just trying to shame them into not talking about it anymore. That's what she's trying to do. Meanwhile, the single mother brutally assaulted in that video by the angry mob has broken her silence. You know what she says? By the way, five people have been arrested so far in the beating, not including the two on the ground. So that's pretty telling too. Anyway, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running for governor in Ohio, reached out to her. You know what she said? Not a single local or state official had reached out to her, except him. And no one other than a single lone police detective one time had reached out to her. Wow. So this police chief, not too interested. And folks, this is in keeping with how it goes with the left. If you get beaten, killed, stomped, you die from taking the shot, you become persona non grata. An embarrassment. You have to be canceled. Texter writes, Tara, I'm from Cincinnati, originally downtown. Cincinnati is not safe for white people. That's not a racist comment. Look, I don't know. I can't say. I've never been there. Just reading the text line. Texter writes, Mental illness is a crutch for criminal minds. Mentally ill people with criminal intention should be permanently locked away. Another texter writes, open the Keystone Pipeline in the Bakken oil fields. Obama fined BP millions and sold off the oil platforms to Soros to develop in Brazil, Mexico, and Venezuela. Another texter writes, Tara, Trump needs to cancel all the contracts where Hillary sold our vital natural resources to our enemies. Another texter writes, I wonder if Subaru will soon have an ad with purple haired, nose ring, hairy armed pit ladies. Maybe. By the way, several of you want to put Sydney Sweeney on the Bud Light camp. Wouldn't that be funny? Another texter writes, talking about the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ad. This is so obviously a troll. Yeah, but it's a great troll. It's commentary on the ridiculousness advertising the woke pressure's gone to. Here's the thing, folks. The reason you never saw American Eagle do this under Joe Biden or Barack Obama is very simple. You could get destroyed by the human rights campaign. And if you're wondering every time you turn on a movie and you don't see anyone who looks like you, if you're white, especially if you're white or male, or the only person who looks like you is the one cast as the dumbest, and you're wondering why does everyone seem to be gay, 80-90% of society, but there's no heterosexual representation in commercials, and yeah, it's because of the human rights campaign. It's Obama's former deputy campaign manager, and they teamed up with, BlackRock, Vanguard, and all this to do a human rights score. And in order to get a good rating, you had to entrench them in jobs in your company, and that you had to turn over hiring data to them. You had to turn over HR data to them, firing data to them. You had to meet their quotas, but you also had to agree to represent minorities in your commercials, even if you're not marketing to them. And that's where we ended up with these commercials where they're just, everybody who's not white, straight, or Christian, essentially. Obama did that. It was a reign of terror. Everybody was afraid they'd get a low score. And then even if they were killing it, making a lot of money, would it matter? The big hedge funds won't buy up their stock. And then that sinks your price and you're in a world of hurt. So as we've seen these companies, and they'll announce, hey, we're getting rid of DEI, we're firing some DEI people. They're firing Obama's people. Obama was mounting a corporate takeover. So I would argue the reason that you're seeing American Eagle run these Sydney Sweeney ads, and they really remind me of the 80s and the 90s, is because the reign of terror is over. They're not afraid of Barack Obama anymore. They're not afraid of being canceled. They're not afraid of having their stock tank. And this is why their ads actually look like what sells stuff. Because it sells stuff. Unbelievable. How does Zohran Mamkhami have the unmitigated gall to praise the NYPD and talk about how much he loves first responders when he's trying to defund them? Just keep your mouth shut. Well, the UK's Online Safety Act is now in effect. Listen to the kind of illegal content that you could have your home raided for by the new police force they just announced over the weekend. It's a national police force. All they do, they're taking detectives from around the country. All they do is check social media posts all day. Among the list of things, if you mention them, and truth is no defense, if you mention them, you're facing a British boot through your door. Number 9, illegal immigration and people smuggling. You know, a little bit of sex trafficking. We talk about that every day on this show. Nope, no can do. Boot through the door. But what if it's children being sex trafficked and raped? Nope, can't talk of it. These are the high-value voters of the left. Can't talk about illegal immigration. Why? Because a lot of their illegal immigrants are Muslim and they tend to stab people, sometimes children, which has caused a lot of riots. So they're solving the problem by continuing to let them in and then just telling Brits they can't speak of them. Folks, the problem here is that while we shake our heads and we feel bad about this, they are putting a tremendous amount of pressure on Elon Musk to apply these rules to all Americans or X gets yanked out of the UK. By the way, True Social, same thing. You know what is wild? Donald Trump sitting next to Keir Starmer. I'm not going to play the audio for it because it's painful. It's on X. You can find it. And one of the reporters actually asks Keir Starmer, the socialist prime minister and dictator of the UK, hey, you know, you're going to censor this guy's social media site. You know that, right? Like True Social. And Trump says, no, he wouldn't censor me. And Keir Starmer denies it. He says, no, we just censor suicide, like things that might cause teens to commit suicide. He just lies about it. And I'm literally looking at the actual wording of the act, illegal immigration and people smuggling. You cannot speak of it. So think about this for a minute. If this was here, you know how we talk about that we thought it was 300,000, but now we know it's 500,000 illegal immigrant children that were trafficked into this country, kept by Department of Homeland Security for a little bit and then given with no background checks to whoever showed up to collect them to pimp them out. And then Stephen Miller was doing an interview last week, Trump's deputy chief of staff, saying, look, 90% of the addresses we have for them are fake. They don't exist. Department of Homeland Security, which could have checked but didn't bother. I mean, you could have done a simple online record search. They didn't want to. Why? They did it on purpose. You couldn't even speak of that on social media according to these rules, or you get to boot through the door. Now, what they're going to try to do, and this is why John Brennan, our evil ex-CIA chief, was in the UK 2 weeks ago. They're helping them with this. What they're going to try to do to silence you, since the FBI has had its office inside X closed, is that they're going to try to do it from overseas now. They're coming after Elon Musk in all these countries, especially France, where he personally is under criminal investigation, as is X. Do you know what they're using in France? You can see that. Prince, the fingerprints of Obama and Brennan all over this. Russian disinformation, which we now know is fake. Didn't happen. It's not happening. There's no bot farms. None of that. There's no information campaigns. They're now criminally investigating Musk and X. Why are they doing that? Well, this is in the hopes that a Democrat wins the presidency and they can then turn Musk over to the French to imprison the way they did to the Telegram CEO for allowing true things to be said on Telegram. We do not say true things, especially not about illegal immigration. Folks, I cannot believe that I came up, you know, in the shadow of the Cold War and just feeling so bad for the Russian people and Chinese people for how they had to live. You know, behind that iron curtain, that terrifying iron curtain. Now you're watching the iron curtain come down on Europe. And that is a mighty lonely feeling because there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to run. That's really scary. This is it. You are watching the slide toward authoritarianism in Europe, and it is really hard to get out of that once you go into it. It's a miracle we got out of it without shooting our way out of it. Texter writes, Tira, is anyone surprised that Zohran Shamdani spoke favorably of the police and first responders? He's a typical Democrat, sinking the opposite of his beliefs. Yeah, well, till you put him in office, and then Katie barred the door. Texter writes, Tara, Zohran is overseas with bodyguards carrying AK-47s. Look at the video. He loves guns and police over there. Liberals always have guns to protect them. No. It's you who's supposed to tangle with the criminals. Texter writes, Tara, my high school senior year had Brooke Shields in her Calvin Klein jeans with the tagline, nothing becomes between me and my Calvin Kleins. Well, hopefully we can get back there to a time when heterosexuality and beautiful women could be seen again in public.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.